and then destroy of all defilements is the equivalent of chum. Okay, so it's Bhagavan in Sanskrit. You find that in the mantras a lot. And then completely perfected Buddha. That's Samyak Sambuddhaya in all the mantras. Okay? So it's, you know, a Buddha is, again, somebody who's eliminated all defilements and developed all of their good qualities infinitely, because good qualities can be developed infinitely. Okay, so fully perfected, that's what it means. Yeah, it doesn't mean perfect, that they do everything you want. It means, because that's what we think perfect means. But perfect means, from their side, having reached the end of the path. Okay? Having realized the ultimate nature of all phenomena, so that is talking about understanding the lack of inherent existence of all phenomena, or the lack of fantasized ways of existence. So we've been talking the last couple of mornings about how we project independent existence on phenomena and see things as, you know, having their own essence, existing under their own power from their own side. This is the quality that they lack. And so somebody who's realized the ultimate nature of phenomena has realized that on the deeper level of existence, ultimately, all phenomena do not have this kind of existence. Okay? So that wisdom is the antidote to the ignorance, and the wisdom becomes the chief thing that cuts the root of our cyclic existence. So here it's praising, you know, the various medicine Buddhas for having those realizations and those qualities. It's on the bottom of page 2, the top of page 3 of your sadhana, where it has the request verses. And then it says the name of that particular Buddha. So all of the various medicine Buddhas have their names, so we're addressing them. Yeah. When you're saying that beginning part, you can think about the qualities of the Buddha. If you've done some study in the Lamrim text of the refuge section, there's a big section about, you know, the qualities of the Buddha's body, speech, and mind, and, you know, the differences between a Buddha and other, you know, other beings and so on. And so here's where you remember all of that and you develop a lot of confidence in the qualities of a Buddha because you know what those qualities are. And by extension, you see your own potential to gain those qualities and develop them. Then you say the Buddha's name, and then it says, I prostrate, go for refuge, and make offerings. Okay? So prostrate here, like we did this morning, you imagine, you know, all the living beings all around you as far as space can exist, and they're all bowing, you know, to the medicine Buddha. So the prostration serves to free us of our arrogance and make our mind more receptive to develop a Buddha's qualities. Okay, that's the purpose of bowing. It isn't that the Buddhas need our bows. It's that we need to make ourselves more humble. Go for refuge means that we are entrusting our spiritual guidance to, you know, these Buddhas, that we're open and receptive to the teachings, that we have this commitment to try and understand them and put them into practice, that we're trusting them for our spiritual guidance. And we make offerings. This is a way of accumulating positive potential. So like we imagine this morning, the whole space and sky filled with beautiful offerings. Now, so anything you consider beautiful or desirable or attractive, you know, you just emanate it, lots of it, and offer it, and emanate more, and offer it, and emanate more, and offer it. Okay, so this is an antidote to miserliness. You know, the mind that usually wants to keep all the nice things for ourselves. And it's also an antidote to attachment, the mind of craving, that, you know, wants this, that, and the other thing. And so here we're thinking of all those things, and instead of thinking how happy they're going to make us, we offer them. and develop a sense of delight in giving. So that increases our sense of generosity, which is a very good quality to have. And it also increases our positive potential, because whenever we make offerings to those who are worthy of respect, then we create a lot of positive potential or merit, which serves to enrich our own mind and make attaining understandings, realizations easier. So that practice of making offerings is a very important one. You know, it's the reason that we offer on the shrine. We had to make our shrine a little bit smaller, so we just have a little table here. But it's very nice. You can offer food and flowers and things that you consider beautiful. We don't put photographs of the deceased on the altar that we offer, you know, of offerings to the Buddha. Usually there's a separate kind of shrine in the different temples where if you've lost somebody, there's a statue of Kshitigarbha, which, by the way, you know the white statue when we walk up here? That's Kshitigarbha Bodhisattva. And he's the one who especially takes care of the deceased. So usually there, like in Chinese temples, there's a statue of Kshitigarbha. And then, you know, photographs or ashes of the deceased are put there. Okay, we don't offer them on the shrine to the Buddha. Okay, but the whole idea of offering is something very good. So actual offerings are the ones that we physically put there. Mentally transformed offerings are in our imagination. Okay? So that's why we offer to other practitioners, we offer to our spiritual teachers, we offer to the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, because those beings are all worthy of respect, and so it increases, you know, our own positive potential to support them in their practice. Okay? So when you're saying these verses, this is how you should be thinking and meditating. Yeah, so it's not just a thing.
Oh, I fully realize the story of all the violence.
I already said this 6 times already. Completely perfected Buddha having realized it all. You know? Okay? But you're trying to think of the qualities of the Buddha so you have some heart in what you're saying. You know the same kind of energy you have when you're telling somebody all their faults? You know, you idiot, you beep, 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 you, you know, with all the language, all the epithets that you don't want your kids to hear, okay? You know, we have a lot of energy when we tell somebody off and call them names, yeah? Here, we should have just as much energy when we call the Buddha names, except we're calling the Buddha the fully realized destroyer of all the violence, okay? So these should be said with some kind of energy and appreciation. Yeah? And if you're going to fall asleep during the time you're chewing out somebody else, okay? Yeah. I'm so bored. I've chewed out so many people in my life. I've said this hundreds of times before. I'm just going to go to sleep. Okay, that's when we should get bored and stop. Okay?